Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, folks. That's for sure. Joining us today, we've got Craig Harrington of Media Matters. Craig, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on again.
Craig, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Apparently, Breitbart's got a story about a mob of 1,000 Muslims attacking German church.
Yeah, so last week, it was actually last Tuesday, Breitbart reported on January 3rd that on New Year's Eve, a mob of 1,000 men, 1,000 Muslim men, chanted Allahu Akbar and attacked police and intentionally set fire to the oldest church in Germany as part of their New Year's Eve celebration.
Wait a second. The oldest church in Germany, that would be the Kölnischer Kirche, or the Church of Cologne.
Well, that's what you'd think, but according to Breitbart, the oldest church in Germany is in Dortmund, and it was set fire to by 1,000 Muslim extremists as part of a New Year's Eve celebration. And of course, that's not true.
Let me stop you right here, okay? Let me stop you right here. The oldest church in Germany, to my understanding, is the Church of Cologne. It is a massive, massive, very ornate church that actual construction and repair has never been finished since the time that they started it.
Yes.
That's how big this thing is. Okay? There are armies of masons that go around and repair and continue construction on new construction work that was part of the original design. And they have been doing this for over 600 years in Germany. It's a
world heritage thing.
Yeah, thank you. The Allies deliberately didn't bomb around it because and parts of the teams of the masons that go out and do that, many of them are Muslim.
Yeah, I mean, the Muslim population in Germany began growing in the late 1970s due to an influx of worker immigrants from Turkey.
Right.
And so Germany's had a Muslim population for, you know, centuries. Muslims have lived there.
Right.
Just like anyone else, but a large influx of people began, you know,
after,
almost 50 years ago.
Right,
after World War II, and after after the country was able to be sort of reconstructed and reconstituted, West Germany began bringing in a lot of migrant workers to work on public works projects, and then they just settled there and never left.
Right. Now, my question is if we didn't have 1,000 Muslim men come and burn down a church, what really did happen?
Well, so what happened is about 1,000 German people gathered in a square on New Year's Eve, as people tend to do. Someone brought fireworks with them, which are regulated pretty heavily in Germany for a good reason.
Right.
Someone set off a firework. It inadvertently landed in a scaffolding net at the Dortmund Cathedral, and set a small portion of the scaffolding net on fire. German fire department was on the scene in a few minutes. The crowd dispersed when they were asked to, and according to local reporting, the fire was very small scale, and it was put out after about 12 minutes. Now, there's no reporting that can confirm or deny whether or not someone chanted Allahu Akbar, but, you know, as someone who's studied Arabic and who has lived in the Middle East, I can tell you that this is kind of a normal thing to do during celebrations. I lived with Christian and Muslim families in the West Bank for an entire summer when I was in grad school. And, you know, when we were playing soccer and someone scored a goal, I was the unfortunate goalkeeper to let in a goal. The person who scored it was Muslim, and he just sort of shouted Allahu Akbar when he did it. He did it sort of in jest. But it's totally a common thing to do, and if you were celebrating on New Year's Eve and you were Muslim, it's entirely possible that you might say that. But in right-wing media circles and in Breitbart circles, where Islamophobia is used as a sort of political currency, the term Allahu Akbar, which just means God is the greatest, it's just an Arabic phrase for what you could say in English and it would be totally benign. The phrase Allahu Akbar is used as a sort of whistle, not a dog whistle, an overt whistle, that this person is a terrorist or this person is a threat, because unfortunately, we have seen since 9/11 a lot of people that use this celebratory phrase in terrorist propaganda videos. If you're a Muslim terrorist and you're celebrating a terror attack, or if you're among the 99.999% of Muslims who aren't terrorists and you're celebrating anything, maybe you would use the same term because you speak the same language. And the sad thing is that this report, which was out on January 3rd, was circulating on the internet for several days before German news outlets found out about the misinformation that was coming from Breitbart and were able to correct it. But we've said it 1,000 times before, and we'll say it 1,000 times again. A lie gets around the world before the truth gets out of bed. And this is a perfect example of this. Media Matters was able to put together a thorough debunking of this story on January 6th, and the local German reporters were able to report it on January 5th. But before that happened, this story got picked up on right-wing social media and was tweeted out, of course, by a number of right-wing political and media commentators. And, of course, it was a headline on Breitbart News for several days. And Breitbart is, unfortunately, probably the most influential name in right-wing media circles right now because of their close alignment with the incoming presidential administration.
Well, now that Breitbart has been shown to be mistaken in this case, have they done anything to propagate that?
Have they corrected their mistake?
Yes.
No. There's been no public correction that's been issued. They haven't withdrawn the report itself. This is just how Breitbart operates. They don't care about being inaccurate. The whole point is to do what they did, which is to take take a kernel of information, take it out of context, and use it to fit their political agenda.
Craig, let me ask you a question. Yeah, because this is right smack dab in the echo chamber.
Yeah.
Do we have any idea what Breitbart's following is, numbers-wise?
Consistent and reliable numbers are difficult to get a hold of, but we do know that, for instance, in October, in the month ahead of the presidential election, when they really came to the forefront and proved that they were far more influential and far more highly trafficked even than Fox News, they're looking at tens of millions of unique visitors a week during their peak periods because they're able to activate a base of Trump supporters, of Republican-leaning voters, unaffiliated voters, and of course they have a pretty broad international filing. It's not, it's not an accident that they're writing this about Germany. Breitbart is retooling itself after having successfully conquered the American political system through a campaign of misinformation and propaganda. They're now focusing on the German political system through a campaign of misinformation and propaganda because really the last sort of vestige of Western liberal democracy that hasn't been tainted yet by right-wing media and the sort of misinformation and propaganda, state propaganda, that comes out of conservative political and media alignment is Germany. And Breitbart has long hated Angela Merkel. Angela Merkel is the final sort of target of Vladimir Putin, who has long wanted to pull Germany back under the kind of he's wanted to destabilize Europe for his entire term as a president of Russia, and he really wants to focus on Germany.
As a KGB agent too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
his specialization is Germany, and this isn't an accident. This is directly coordinated. We don't need person-to-person coordination between Steve Bannon and Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump to get this story. Though that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Right.
It just shows that they're of a piece, and they sort of follow in the same circle, and they want the same thing.
Craig, we got to get going, man, and it just continues on. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Media Matters?
Well, of course, you can check out Media Matters for America online, where we're updating more or less 24/7 correcting conservative misinformation. When it comes up in conservative and mainstream outlets alike, increasingly Media Matters is focusing on international news. These sorts of stories coming out of Germany and France are the kinds of things that we want to focus more on in the coming weeks and months. And if you're interested in this or any of the other issues that we cover, you can follow many of our researchers on Twitter as well.
There you go. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again soon. Craig Harrington of Media Matters. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman. You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.